you what, there's nothing like this kaupapa that'll make you want to sort yourself out. So I'm glad to be able to have Te Wehi right to have a kōrero about Te Tiriti and I, which is a wānanga that has been running on Waitangi Day in Pōneke for a couple of years to educate people about, of course, Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And, well, this year, Te Tiriti and I will be running wānanga leading up to Waitangi due to the current increase of misinformation. And so, and there's more to that as well. So we'll get to Te Wehi to have a kōrero with us about that. Tēnā koe e hoa, nau mai hara mai ki mana tawa.
Tēnā koutou.
Hey, so just for those who aren't too sure, I know you were on Manako, our Reo Māori, with our news team last week. And so some people may have heard about this kaupapa, but just for those who aren't too sure, can you talk to us about Te Tiriti and I?
E, ko tōtahi mihi ana kia koutou, i whaifakaro mai ki tēnei kaupapa ātapa. No te kaupapa, no ngā kōrero o roto ki te maringa nui te whaiwahi mai no rei mihi ana. Te tiriti nai, it's funny, like, it's not te tiriti and te wehi, but te tiriti nai in essence was a kaupapa that my fiance Tiana and I had thought would be useful in terms of educating a lot of our mates and our whānau. And it was pretty low-key. It's always been low-key. It's not that we started it, but the funny thing was, you know, my siblings and I, when we grew up, we actually never knew that Waitangi Day was a public holiday, because on Waitangi Day at kura, we would always be at kura learning with our parents. And so I see this as really a continuation of the tradition that had started when we were younger. We're not doing anything revolutionary, well, not in our context. You know, it's more about Waitangi Day is the best day for whānau, for pakeke, for kuia, kuraua, and tamariki to all learn about the context together. And so that's kind of essentially what it is. And why it's called Te Tiriti and I, it's Te Tiriti and the person and the individual that's sitting in the session. And the way that I kind of phrase it is, because of that history or because of that context that my siblings and I had, Te Tiriti and I were old mates. You know, we've known each other for a long time. And I think that's how it should be for all of us. We should be lucky enough to have the kōrero and have the context from when we're little all the way, so that you can grow with that knowledge together. And I feel quite lucky because of the way in which we were brought up and I guess how early we were able to be exposed to some of this kōrero. Not only have we grown, but we've also been able to track the growth of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, I guess, in society. And so that's really where the essence of this kaupapa came from.
Tēnā koe. E hoi, you had me and Ātere kind of nodding our head going, yeah, no, we really relate to that relationship with Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Being raised in it, it's like... Yeah, you totally, but have you noticed when people turn up to the wānanga over the years about their stories about when they first lit the fire within them to become more interested in Te Tiriti? What kind of stories have you heard over the last couple of
definitely, bro. And I mean, we call it a wānanga, but wānanga is really just to denote the space. It doesn't really speak to the amount of people, because if I'm to be honest, like, it's been relatively small, right? This is the first year we've decided to open it up because we saw an opportunity to help our whānau, particularly our kura, our kohanga, and even a lot of our whānau in the workspaces. Fortunate that it's actually part of the mahi that I do every day, but this isn't actually mahi related. So I think this is where a lot of different focus points kind of converge. In terms of some of the stories, it's amazing, because some of the people that I've been lucky enough to sit with and do it with, their whānau or their whakapapa have been quite integral in some of the kōrero or the stories that come out. Families like the Jackson whānau have been, you know, pivotal, I guess, in some of the movements, so called Koe June Jackson Tera, anak me mihi ki a koutou o Wātea, a koutou. And so to see the context grow within individuals is hugely powerful. And I think about my fiance Tiana as someone that has recently started her own journey. You know, ka tahi anō ka tino ruku ki te reo Māori me te ao Māori, and to be able to see the transformation that's gone through her. And it's not because of the session, but what the context provides is explanations, right? And a lot for our people that aren't fortunate enough or privileged enough to be raised like we were. You know, they're constantly looking for, not blame, but there's a lot of guilt, or there's a lot of animosity or an anxiety, and not knowing where to direct that. And so part of the kōrero is going, digging in a little bit deep, just to say, you know, a lot of our people, they're exactly how they were intended to turn out. That they are the successful products of assimilation and colonisation that has come through deliberate acts and legislation put by the Crown in successive years for over 180 years. And so that context is almost like a light bulb moment for a lot of whānau to say, actually, and it's quite empowering because, you know, it gives you, not that it's about blame, but it gives them a lot of comfort and closure knowing that it wasn't their parents' fault that they didn't speak Māori to them. It's not their fault that for some reason they didn't just go out and they feel anxiety in those Te Reo Māori classes, because what we're trying to do is deprogram ourselves through over 150 years of colonisation and strategic acts to make us the way that we are now.
Ai, tēnā koe, tēnā whakaio ki e rā kōrero. And I couldn't help but think about, as you were speaking about people and their different relationships and different experiences, and also exposure to the kōrero around te tiriti o Waitangi. And I know that there's more to it than I guess we're using the... I'll go back to my whakaro about some of the conversations that I've seen over the past couple months since... probably definitely more so since our coalition government has taken their seat in Te Whare Paremata. And I was thinking about those who I think growing up had, if not no interest for many, many reasons, or weren't too aware of the, or understood te tiriti o Waitangi, a lot of the interest that's happened because of, I guess, their response to the coalition government, or to some of the misinformation that's been spread by people, by racism, essentially. And so it's cool to see kaupapa like this and other kaupapa that you that we've seen throughout the past couple months. But yeah, just for you, seeing people really keen to learn about te tiriti o Waitangi, but also resources to be able to offer to whānau. How does it feel to be able to create this?
I think one of the coolest things that I get to that I feel like when we're fortunate enough to be in these positions is that we get to pay forward, I guess, a lot of the privilege that we derive from our own upbringing, particularly my parents, and similar to a lot of parents around there. You know, they made the, in my opinion, the greatest sacrifice of really trying to break away our whakarone from the system to pave a better way for their tamariki, and I see that as an opportunity to kind of continue that. So I think there is I do feel quite humbled that I see that as an opportunity to show them actually the decision that you've made so long ago to track this path was the right choice, and all we're doing is just carrying that on. And so, and you see it in different shapes and forms. There are so many. There's a mobilisation of kaupapa happening around the country. And I think a lot of it, we speak to trying to maybe dispel a lot of the misinformation going on. But for me, it's not so much about dispelling the misinformation, but it's about giving confidence back to our parents and our grandparents to tell them that the decisions that you made back then were the right decisions for us. And all we're doing is just amplifying those messages.
Tēnā koe. Now, going back to Te Tiriti and I, you've got those wānanga coming up, leading up to Waitangi Day. How can people get involved and when are they?
There's three in total. One is this Wednesday, actually, the 17th. The next is, and this is the bilingual session, another one is next Wednesday on the 24th, and that's going to be only in Te Reo Māori. And I think he poro tū anō tērā, but it's more so, you know, we're lucky enough to have the skills to be able to do it either bilingually or all in Te Reo Māori. And then the last one is on the 28th. Of January, and that's the Waiata session. And a lot of that really comes from when we were thinking about what are the things that really solidified these learnings in this history in our whare, and it was actually the fact that we were taught Waiata. They kind of carry a lot of the history and the messages, and our parents sung that to us every Waitangi week, right? And so that's really what embedded and entrenched some of this kōrero. And so I can sit there and give any te tiriti kōrero or lecture or wānanga, but actually how do we make sure that it carves the walls of our house, of our home, so that we can continue the kōrero in the discussion, and how we deliver the message to our kids in a way that that protects them, but at the same time still impresses upon them the importance of this kaupapa. So
Those are the three wānanga. There is like a radio sheet that's going around, but they're all going to be at Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Ngā Mokopuna. So the Wednesday sessions are from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then the Sunday session, the Waiata session, is about from 3 to 5.30. So although the radio session is good for preparation, it's open to anyone. So if you want to show up, but it's only going to be in Pōneke. And I think the reason for that is, one, I don't put myself out to be a tiriti expert, and it's not really my style to try and talk about the tiriti in other people's areas, but to try to encourage, because I'm a huge believer that the kōrero and the knowledge actually sits somewhere in our kāinga, and so just trying to encourage other people in other areas to have these types of sessions, you know, contribute to the Te Tiriti and I series of wānanga. Maybe it becomes a national movement, I don't know. But it is about trying to encourage people to just go back to their communities and have these kōrero. In the absence of our civics education providing for this, if your kids aren't in kura, how are you to know the history of our country? So, kura pia.
Tēnā koe. Sounds like my kind of party, if you ask me. But another party that I like is Waitangi Day. And, you know, as we lead into it, a lot of people probably, you know, some people don't even know what to do for Waitangi. That's pono te kōrero. I think for ages we hadn't figured out what we wanted to do to be able to acknowledge this day and this kaupapa. But what do you get up to now that you are you going to be doing Te Tiriti and I, or have you got another kaupapa now?
Well, funnily enough, this year I'm going to Waitangi, and that'll be kind of mahi related, but at the same time, a lot of it is more just a continuation of the kaupapa that we're having here. So this year, for Waitangi Day, I'll actually be in Waitangi. But normally what we would be doing is we would look at either running these sessions, or if you're in Pōneke, you know, being able to go out and you can, so only until about, this is out of it, but only until last year were you actually able to see the actual treaty on Waitangi Day, so it sits at archives. And so that's another option. But I think even being able to get out into our communities, and it's not necessarily just about protests, but actually how do we look at activating ourselves in a positive way that really highlights and speaks to not necessarily just the historical context of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, but something that encourages what we want that to look like in the future. And it's in little expressions of mana motuhake, in my opinion, and that could be something like going out and speaking Māori anywhere, you know, or even going and inviting whānau over to have a bit of a kai, have a bit of a kōrero, have a bit of a sing-song. It doesn't, transformation is relative. It doesn't have to be this big, swooping act that requires you to go to Waitangi, but actually it's in the small things that we do in our homes, and I think if you just start small and keep building on that, it's going to go a long way.
Tēnā koe. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Wātea E Hua. And kia pai tō ahiahi, and we'll make sure we put that info out about this kaupapa. Nā reira, tēnā koe e hua.
Awesome. Tēnā koe, and tell your brother Pinti that he should be doing these sessions as well.
Bye-bye. After you, bro. All right. There you have it. That's Te Wehi Wright, who is running Te Tiriti and I alongside his partner, Tiana Stephen. The dates for that 17th Wednesday, so this Wednesday, which is a bilingual session, and the 24th next Wednesday, which is going to be a reo Māori. Well, and as he mentioned, you know, pai te rongo, you know, well, people can do this in Te Reo Māori. And so that's a beautiful thing. But also I love the kōrero about the session that they're having on the 28th Sunday, which is they're learning waiata about Te Tiriti o Waitangi and pono te kōrero. That's how I understand or learn things well, but specifically around Treaty of Waitangi, that's all the kaupapa our parents did and how they learnt. And there's nothing better than to learn it through waiata as well.
Yeah, no, waiata, very very integral in passing down mātauranga from that time. And yeah, no, it's great. It's great. And I love having an all complete te reo Māori session on that kaupapa. Ka Māori te katoa, meki.
Ai, tika, tika. Those kaupapa, those wānanga are going to be held at Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Ngā Mokopuna.